being able to tape the whole show. So thank you, Stereo 90. And even as Gretchen grew up on this stage, so did the next singer, Betsy Wiggins Bauhausen from Tampa. I wish she'd married a man named Smith or Jones or Brown, but she had to go off and marry a Dutchman. But anyway, she still sings pretty. Let's welcome Betsy.
Good morning. The first song I'd like to do this morning was written by my mother, and she was born and raised up north. And when she met my dad, he was a southerner. And, of course, she moved to Florida. And she wrote this song to express how she felt about it. It's called I Got Sand in My Shoes. I got tired of shoveling snow and needed a vacation. Came down south to Florida, the best state in the nation. Thought I'd stay just a little while, then go back north and shiver. Found it just so wonderful that I can't leave here ever. For I got sand in my shoes the first time I ever came south. I learned how to play and I wanted to stay since the first time I ever came south. I got rid of the blues the first time I ever came south. No more frozen toes, I don't care if it snows, since the first time I ever came south. From the Gulf to the ocean, this land has my devotion. And somehow I've a notion it'll be sweet home to me. For I got sand in my shoes first time I ever came south. Can't drive me away, for I wanted to stay since the first time I ever came south. Now, this next verse sounds like St. Petersburg, I think you'll agree. Shuffleboard and souvenirs and gathering shells intrigue me. Greeting friends on a green park bench never will fatigue me. I just sit and fish all day, have no time to worry. Caught the tempo of the South, and now I'll never hurry. For I got sand in my shoes first time I ever came south. I learned how to play and I wanted to stay since the first time I ever came south. I got rid of the blues the first time I ever came south. No more frozen toes, I don't care if it snows, since the first time I ever came south. From the Gulf to the ocean, this land has my devotion. And somehow I've a notion it'll be sweet home to me. For I got sand in my shoes the first time I ever came south. Can't drive me away, for I wanted to stay since the first time I ever came south. Will McLean is a beautiful songwriter. And I'd like to sing one of his songs this morning. It's called Away Away. When I read his book, he has a couple of books of songs, and it said he wrote this song when he was 12 years old, and I love the last verse, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Away, away, I'll go when the sun sinks down and the yellow moon is big and round. Away, away, I'll go away. Away, away, I'll fly when the honking geese are a-sailing through the frozen sky. Away, away, I'll fly. Away, away. Away, away, I'll sing a lilting song for my my step is light and my heart has wing. Away, away, I'll sing away, away. Away, away, I'll love the earth, the sea, the people, and our God above. Away, away, I'll love away, away. When in my final sleep, I'll trust my soul departs into the heavens deep. For I'll have done my best away, away. This is a song that I think Hallie and I have sung on the stage for at least 12 years ago. We started out with this one. And it's one that I think everybody knows. So if you'd like to sing it, join in. Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, it's as steady as Gibraltar. Now the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost over. I really, really love you and I want to hold you tight. A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost over. A dollar and a dime is a dime. I'd sing another chorus, but I haven't got the time. On the bedpost overnight. Yeah. Thank you.
Betsy lives in Tampa and teaches, and she's passing on the tradition of folk music to her students, and it's a wonderful thing. This is how it's kept alive and active and moving. Right up there on the hill to my sort of left is the folk life area. And I hope that you'll visit with some remarkable people up there. The canoe builder is there. We have a real Seminole Indian canoe builder chopping out a cypress canoe dugout. He says it'll take him several years to do it. And if you'll notice, Grandpa is one-armed, and but he chops just the same with that one arm. And he is helped by his grandson there, Osceolas. And be sure to visit with them. There's a cigar roller up there. Oh, there are all sorts of fascinating people. And they're fascinating ones over here. And, of course, you know that workshops are going on. The ox cart ride's going on. The boat is going on down there. There's just so much for you to see and do, and I know that you don't like to miss any of the program. I wouldn't either, so it's hard to know where to go. And, of course, the victuals are down by the gate and in Nellie Bly's kitchen. There are all sorts of traditional foods down there, so don't miss them. Now, Let's welcome a group that's been here many times, one of our fine, real ethnic groups from Tarpon Springs. The Tarpon Springs Greek Dancers, under the direction of Mary Burris.
We had a little Mozart a while ago, and we can't get away without a little Beethoven, too. Can we have a D? Just a play D? And we'll close this thing off with a little Stephen Foster in A-flat. The Key West Harmonica.
Isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful that we could have him up here this time? Let's give him another hand. He's going to be here all weekend, and I hope you'll get him to give you a lesson on how to play it. I'm sure thus far in the 26 years that we've had the Florida Folk Festival, this is the most unique instrument we've ever had played on the stage. But just wait, we have another one later on. I don't know whether, I think he's tomorrow, who's going to play one that you won't believe. Now let's welcome gentleman from Lake City here for the first time, Bob McGee, with his auto harp.
A little sound of music, right? Now, as luck always has it with these things, I invariably break a string when I come out here, and I did break one, but I don't know that it's going to affect it that much. Let's see what happens, right? I'll try a little bit of floor music, right? Some of you might remember a TV show not too long ago in which a very popular song became well-known, Quentin's theme. And a little southern music. A little bit fast. I want to try one now that's just to demonstrate the versatility of the instrument, Ave Maria. Thank you. everybody always does train songs at one of these things, but maybe you've never heard it on auto harp, and it does have a different sound. So let's try to wind it up with some trains, all right?
This was Bob McGee. Now, you know, around about the state, some little offshoots of Florida Folk Festival has sprung up, and one of the most successful is in Dade City during their Pasco County State Fair. And that's where I came upon the new Sand Mountain Wildcats from Luce. Let's welcome them to the podium here, the stage, the new Sand Mountain Wildcats.
We'd particularly like to thank Miss Bolton for having us come to the Florida Folk Festival. I've been here many times. I've never been here and actually played with folks that I know before. So when we get these microphones set up, we'd like to tell you a little story.
Now gather around, all you children, because your old Uncle Remus has got a little story to tell y'all. and it goes like this. Brer Fox was always fixing ways to catch Brer Rabbit. So one day he went to work, and he got him some tar, and he mixed it with some turpentine, and he fixed up a contraption what he called a tar baby. And he took this here tar baby, and he sot her in the big road, and then he lay off in the bushes for to see what was going to be. And he didn't have to wait long neither, cause by and by, here come Brer Rabbit, prancing down the road, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just as sassy as a jaybird. Brer Rabbit come up on the tar baby and he say, "Mornin'!" Tar baby, he don't say nothing, and Brer Fox, he lay low. Now Brer Rabbit commenced to get mighty angry and he say, "Didn't you done hear me say howdy? Is you deef? If you is, I can holler louder." Then to his utter amazement, the little tar baby sat up on his little behind legs and he say, "Shh, Brer Rabbit, I's getting ready to listen to my very favorite singing group, the New Sandmine Wildcats. Why, I can even hear Master Ernie on his banjo right now."
Way down Columbus, Georgia, wanna go back to Tennessee.
Around the world.
Next song we're going to do has some personal significance to us. Songs come to us in a lot of different ways. Last Christmas, I got home box office for my TV, and we got the privilege of watching Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Immediately inspired us to do this next song, Work It Up, and we're going to do it for you very shortly. It's called The Cuckoo. It's a very pretty song.
This originally was an English folk song that came over. Started in the southern part of the country and on the Mayflower. It's been around a long time.
I was just tuning up primarily because I care how it sounds when I finish, and I hope you appreciate that. I'd hate to do that to your ears, you know. Just stand here and play out of tune.
Thank you. silver and the gold.
Play it, Doug. Pretty bird, you know she warbles as she flies, and she never hollers cuckoo till the first day of July. Well, I've gambled up in England, and I've gambled down in Spain, and I've gambled with five aces, and I've gambled my last game. I'd like to ask some of the cloggers were going to come up and do a dance with me. We got any cloggers over there? I asked some of the Appalachian cloggers to come back and dance a little bit, and they said they would, and I really appreciate it. They have no idea what they're about to do, except that I told them we was going to do a song. There's a man connected with the Florida Folk Festival that a lot of you know, whom I just love a whole lot. And I met him back in 1965, and ever since that time, he's been an inspiration to me, musically and personally. And I don't think he's here to hear this song, but this is called Ed Fleming's Buck Dance, and this is for Ed Fleming. And I think he's gone. Maybe he's back at his motel or something, but you can all tell him that you heard it. And it starts off slow, and these folks don't know what they're about to do, and maybe they know what they're about to do. They don't know what I'm about to do. I think that's probably the way it goes. Thank you, Ed Fleming, wherever you are. And thank you, Cousin Thelma. We really appreciate it.
All right, now let me tell you what's going to happen. First, I want you to be sure to go over and buy some of these beautiful cards from the cloggers, because it took some doing to get them here, and show them that you appreciate them. Now, we're going to break for lunch for Vittles, and remember that you old folks can ride the bus free down to the food shelter if you're not able to get there. Nellie Bly is serving food if you can get in there. You can get a little bit or a lot, either place. And be back in your seats now at 1:30, because we'll begin again. Don't go home. Stay around. And Stereo 90 has some flyers to give you about their programming. Be sure to pick up one. Visit with the craftsman.